It's always a very difficult game, the last one in this block, because you got a lot of tired bodies, and obviously it's very strenuous on the players. We picked up a couple of injuries in the week, so a couple of changes to the starting 11. And first half, I thought it was fairly even. I thought, you know, in terms of chances, we had the better of them. They had one really good chance that the boy missed on the back stick, but apart from that, it was really a counter-attack that we sort of worried about. We spoke at half-time about increasing our intensity and the tempo of our play. And to be honest, the first 20-25 minutes of the second half, I thought we were very good. Probably should have scored more than the one goal that we did. And dominated that. And then, obviously, they're going to have a spell in the game at some point at 1-0. And, you know, I thought we defended very well.
Were you always a touch nervous? When the score was 1-0, it takes a deflected shot or a set piece to make it 1-1. Did you feel we may need the second goal?
I think you're always wanting the second goal, don't you? But in relative terms, I felt comfortable in the way that we were defending. The substitutes came on and applied themselves very well. We slightly changed formation to see it out at the end and possibly could have scored another on the counter-attack ourselves. So a clean sheet away from home. And again, it's getting us in the right direction. Where I think we've still got a lot more to come from this group of players. I really do. You know, you win a couple of games, I don't think we're anywhere near the finished article of what the players are capable of, on the back of probably a couple of results we should have done better in. I didn't think we were as bad as everybody thinks we are. So it's a work in progress. Like you say, the effort from the players is fantastic. Slight change of shape in the last two or three games, and they really took it on board.
Just under 1,000 Gillingham fans here today, 998 in total. They were fantastic from start to finish and applauded you off.
Where was the other two to make it 1,000? No, on a serious note, brilliant. You know, when the players need a little lift, and everybody does, don't they? And they were there. They were there backing them really loud, as they were for the home game a couple of days ago. And it's a two-way thing. We need to give them something to shout about as well. So it's a two-way thing, and I thought both sides today did themselves really proud, and hopefully they've gone home happy.